Let's get Sue Ann Levy in here, and she joins the Oakley Show Tuesdays and Thursdays from the Toronto Sun. How are you, Sue Ann?
I'm great, Johnny. Sorry I missed you on Tuesday.
Yeah, not a worry. I guess, you know, we can double up with some of the issues today. Desmond Cole was just on with us. We were talking about the school. Okay, so on that point that he believes that, these officers are a detriment to the black and immigrant communities because they're carding them and they're even sending the information of the undocumented kids to the border service people. That I hadn't heard. Do you believe that?
Let me tell you about Desmond Cole. I sat beside him at the Police Services Board meeting in June when I sat for 8.5 hours listening to a succession of principals from both the Catholic and the public boards, students, including black students, teachers, including black teachers, who came to sing the praises of the Student Resource Officer Program and families who talked about how the officers have changed their lives, that they've acted as coaches, mentors, social workers, parents. And all Desmond Cole and his little gaggle of professional protesters did was try to shout these people down and intimidate them. And all he wants to do, and when he says he has no personal animus towards the cops, well, that is a pile of bunk, Johnny. I've heard from more than one cop source that this young man wanted to be a cop, and his animus is very, very personal.
All right. Well, you'd almost need to be a shrink to sort that out if what you're saying is true. Yeah. But leave that aside. I don't know. That may or may not be true. It's just I was curious about the long game they're playing. I mean, to alter the whole nature and, the approach of policing.
I think it's sickening. This is like a zero-sum game for him. You know, he was like a proud peacock on Twitter announcing the fact that the public board has suspended the program like it was a win.
Why would they suspend before this review comes out? I mean, keep it intact, and if the review finds otherwise, because if the review says, no, this is a good program and it's widely supported, then you got to start it all up again, don't you?
Because I think their end game is to actually get rid of it. And let me tell you something. There's not just one review going on, as I found out this afternoon. There are two reviews. The school board is doing its own review. And it's separate and distinct from the police review. And that hasn't come out. So they're doing their own review. They decided to do their own review, and they decided to suspend the program so that they can provide safe space for all the students who want to comment on the program. Well, when I said to the chairman of the board, and I'm really angry about this because it's such a good program, when I asked the chairman of the board, Robin Tookie, this afternoon, were you at the police services board or did you monitor it from June when a succession of your own principals, many of them black, and students and parents and teachers came to the police services board to sing the praises of the program? Did you monitor it? Oh, I know nothing about that. I know nothing about that. So this is all about cowardly pandering to political correctness, Johnny.
Sue Ann Levy, by the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. It's somewhere in not your neighborhood now, but in your old neighborhood, this idea of Margaret Atwood and some of the swells are upset at this 8-story condo going in on Admiral, just backing onto Admiral Road, which is where they live. It's a leafy neighborhood in the annex. Is that the old Creed building on Davenport?
No, it's the one beside it. It's beside a car wash. So it's, I guess, about 300 meters from where I used to live at Ave and Dav, and it's a commercial building. And it's a funny sort of triangular property. But, the interesting thing is that this is, as I pointed out in my column today, this is an 8-story condo, and they have Joe Cressy for a counselor. So if Margaret Atwood really wants to have her hair standing in, maybe we should suggest that Joe Cressy put in a harm reduction site or a men's shelter in the neighborhood.
Oh, a delicious irony, what it would be. All right, Sue Ann, we'll let you go, and we'll talk on the other side of the long holiday weekend. Be well.
Yeah, have a good weekend, Johnny.
And you, Sue Ann Levy from The Sun and The Oakley Show, Tuesdays and Thursdays.